A Lenten devotional for March 21st, 2020, based on Genesis chapter 47, verse 27 to Genesis 48, verse 7, by the Reverend Dr. Miles W. McDonald. Years ago, when preparing for a visit to the Holy Land, I had an opportunity to discuss my proposed itinerary with Dr. Kenneth Bailey, my seminary classmate and a noted theologian who resided and taught for years in the Middle East. When I told him I wanted to visit Hebron, the burial place of the patriarchs and matriarchs, he strongly advised me that it was not worth the trip. So I followed his advice and didn't go there, though I admit there are times when I wish I had done so out of respect for our spiritual ancestors. In today's scripture reading from Genesis, one of those patriarchs, Jacob, whose tomb is in Hebron, in what amounted to his last will and testament, stated first that he wanted to be buried with his ancestors in Hebron, and second, that he wanted to bless Joseph's sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, because of Joseph's birthright. Jesus, on the night before he died, revealed his last will and testament, which is recorded in John 14. First, he bequeathed to his disciples and to us the gift of eternal life. Because I live, you shall all live also. Second, he bequeathed to us his Holy Spirit. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. And third, he bequeathed to us his peace. My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. What an inheritance is ours through our Savior. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Lord, for our rich inheritance received through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. We are greatly blessed since we have received an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for all who trust in him. We pray in Jesus' blessed name. Amen.